Welcome to Everyday Drinkers, Episode 6, Liqueur. We ask you to respect the laws and drink responsibly. I'm your host, Derek Schomer, and we have with me today Doug from North Carolina and Dave from Massachusetts.
And hey.
We're not going to go through exactly what one drink or two drinks we have today, because we'll explain why in a minute. I think we have full bar. Yeah, so this week we're doing liqueur. Liqueur. It's not liquor. I guess it kind of is, though, isn't it? No?
Yeah.
Is it distilled?
Yeah. Yeah. It's liquor-based sweet drinks.
Yes. I'm sorry. A friend of mine says liquor-bitch drinks.
Oh. Yeah, basically what we're doing is we're deviating from the normal, because I don't know of many people that are men that would go to a bar and ask for a tropical pineapple coconut liqueur. Typically not something that you'd go out and ask for. Plus, it's kind of bright yellowish, so, you know, when you order colored drinks, you kind of get made fun of.
Well, and most of the stuff kind of lives in the mixed drink category, and we're going to be doing something really unnatural, which is we're going to do each of these things by themselves.
But we're going to do them back to back, so
eventually, and a lot of them.
Yeah, so we're going to have a problem with our stomachs, like ulcers and Alzheimer's or whatever else you get in your stomach, because this is it's going to be some crazy shit. That's all I
shudder every time that I think about drinking this crap.
So the idea behind this one was that we were going to each rummage around, see what we have, pick up some new things, and try a little bit, hopefully not a full shot, of each of these things. Because if we do full shots, we're going to die.
Right.
And just kind of give some impressions. This isn't going to be in-depth or anything like that.
And we are going to all poop rainbows tomorrow morning.
That's right.
But
taste the rainbow.
Anybody know how this aftershock gets this stuff that just sticks to the bottom of it? Like, I don't know what that is.
Well, it's imported from penis, right?
From penis?
Death crystals.
Yeah,
if you make it to the bottom in one night, it's death.
You're going to die.
You are.
So what we're going to do is, maybe if this works, we can single out a few of these and do them as their own true reviews, because there's just too many to go through and say, this is a review, we're going to do 4 stars, 5 stars, 4 mugs, 5 shots, whatever. We'll just give our impressions, and then if anything, for humor's sake, because I don't know if our impression's really going to matter that much. Most of these things people are either going to like or not like. It's like sugar water, so you can't go wrong, really.
No, you can.
Okay, we'll see. I guess Dave thinks you can go wrong, and I'm sure he has some way of proving it, because he usually does. One of the differences, I think, is that a liqueur, as opposed to just liquor, liqueur is sort of like your... it's a sweeter drink, and it's usually got some sugar in it. I think it's more of an American thing for a lot of these, even though we'll see a lot of stuff from Italy. If you look at a schnapps, I have a couple of schnapps here. Let's see. I have Firewater Hot Cinnamon Schnapps Liqueur, and there are two different types of schnapps. There's a German schnapps and an American schnapps, and this is going to all be American schnapps. German schnapps is not as sweet. And I don't know if you guys ever had German schnapps. I can't say I have.
Oh, I have.
Oh, really?
It was phenomenal.
But
it was so good.
It's not the same experience.
No, it was so much more pleasant.
Yeah, schnapps is usually a bad night.
Yeah. When you start with the schnapps, you're going down a bad road.
Somebody whips out a fifth of that Dr. Whatever's peppermint schnapps, you know it's just going to be a bad time.
Yeah. Anytime peppermint schnapps comes into the situation, it's going to be bad.
Stop saying schnapps. It makes me shudder.
So,
is it in the drunk drink category for you?
I'm sorry?
That's one of the like drunk drinks for you?
Nah, it's just...
So
there's one that you guys both have that I'll talk about when we get to it, but it's on my drunk drink list.
Awesome. I got a couple here that are on my own. So we covered what's the difference between liquor and liqueur. Some other things. A liquor would be a distilled beverage or spirit, something like brandy, whiskey, and other types of drinks, where a liqueur is going to be... we have different definitions that I kind of broke down. A couple of them I took from Wikipedia, too. Usually, I think this stuff is something you'd have for an after-dinner drink or a digestivo, however you want to say it. You can drink them straight if you really want to, maybe chilled or over ice. Mixed drinks, I think, is where most of these fit in. Although a cinnamon schnapps, really, I don't think you can mix a cinnamon schnapps or a peppermint schnapps, because you just destroy whatever it was you were making. I mean, they're really powerful.
That's what I don't get about the schnapps is you can only make shots with them. You can't make a drink, and you can. I don't know how you can drink them on their own, but.
Well, there's certain.
Well, I've had this thing called an oil slick. Right. It's basically you take Jägermeister and you float it on top of Rumble Mints. And it's one of the most vile concoctions I've ever tasted.
That's the thing, though. It's not a mixed drink. It's a vile concoction. And all of them are. Like, if you take tequila and you put creme de menthe in it, it tastes just like Colgate toothpaste. I swear to God. Every time I give it to somebody, they're like, that tastes really familiar. It's disgusting, but it's really familiar. What is it? And I say, Colgate? And they're like, oh my God, it's Colgate!
Look, we're dealing with something where, say you've got bored bartenders that have a lot of things at their fingertips that they can mix together, so there's, you know, almost an infinite number of permutations, right? And you have drunk people who will try it.
Exactly.
True.
So. And it's not supposed to taste good. So, it's more like a can you keep it down type of situation. Like a cement mixer, anything where you just certain. I mean, a car bomb might be a little different where you're mixing it with a beer, but most of the time when you're creating like a Bloody Brain or any of these things, it's to look cool in the glass, really. It's all about the chemical reaction and then the reaction of your face when you go, "Ooh, it's chemically reacting in my mouth. That's vile." So I think
I will say, though, that they do assist with making some pretty cool-looking shots because you can layer the shit out of these.
Oh, yeah. Like a Bloody Brain where you take the creme de menthe and then you put Bailey's on top. You slam it down with your finger so that it all curdles. And then you put some creme de menthe in it. Not creme de menthe. That's already in there. Grenadine. And then the little grenadine kind of goes down the spiral curdles and kind of makes it look like veins.
Yeah, as soon as you said curdle, I really didn't want to taste it. You know what I mean?
Well, let's not call it curdle. Let's call it a chemical reaction that's undesirable to the palate.
Yeah, still not grabbing me.
I totally love those shots, though. The creme de menthe with the Baileys.
Oh, yeah, dude, because you drink it and it's like, ooh, minty, ooh, chocolatey. And it's like as long as you do it fast, you don't want to like let it, it's not like a wine. You don't swish it around your mouth enjoying the subtle flavors.
Dave, think Andy's Mint.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. I had 10 of them once in a row, and that was one of the drunk experiences we'll get to later. So,
see, for me, it's mostly like I don't do a lot of shots these days because I'm
you're an adult,
my liver. But yeah, I grew up, but I do use a lot of liquors and mixed drinks, and occasionally I'll do something like as an after dinner drink or something because I'm not a, you know, as everybody knows by now, I'm not a wine person, so I don't even like ports. So,
oh, I could have brought a port. No, never mind.
That's not really a cur.
It's true, but you said it, and it would have been funny if I had it right here.
That's right.
Yeah, but yeah, see, I'm still fall victim of it. Like if Doug comes over, sometimes we do stupid things. Like, you know, Doug's like, oh, let's do shots. And it's always like, well.
Why is it always me initiating? I think that's crap. I think you start.
I could sometimes, but you usually get the beer going. So we start to get stupid. And then it's like, well, why would you just do a shot of tequila? You could do that anytime. When you could do a shot of Mad Melon or some of these I wouldn't do shots of, but maybe like a tropical papaya. Maybe. I don't know. Or, wait, what do I got here? Some lemonini, or how do you say it? Limoni. Some limoni. That would be cool because it's a good flavoring shot. But I wouldn't do it with Bailey's because it's got a lot of calories, actually. But that's the adult kickback, I think. You don't think about that in college. Do you?
I don't know. Were you fat in college?
Yeah, anyway.
Dude, I was happy to scrape together $3 so I could get a slice of pizza, you know? The type of liqueur I was drinking didn't really enter the equation.
Oh, a grain alcohol. Whatever, put it in Kool-Aid. Ooh,
what's
that,
turpentine?
Go. Whatever gets me drunk. Yeah, it was. That's what's good about the fire water. It's 100 proof, so you don't need a lot of it to get there.
Mm-mm. Hangover-licious.
Yes. So then
that's the other thing. Any of these things that we're talking about, if you drink a lot of it, you're going to hurt.
This is really because it's a high alcohol, high sugar beverage.
Yep.
All of those things are bad for the body in every manner. There's no way you can go, well, it's good for input something after it. I guess good for a night of bad pictures and trying to apologize to your wife. I don't know. So then what I did is we broke down, we got different categories of liqueur, and I think Dave's probably the only one who actually put all of his stuff into categories. I just dumped all the text. So there's a chocolate liqueurs, which are like Godiva, Creme de Coco, etc. Cream liqueurs, like Starbucks cream liqueur, we'll see. Somebody must have Bailey's Irish Cream. Creme liqueur, like creme de banana or creme de menthe or creme de coco, any of those. You get your fruit liqueurs, which is your orange citrus flavors like a triple sec. What else do you have over there? You have a couple of citrus ones, right? You have Grand Marnier?
Yeah, and Grand Gala, Patron has one. Yeah, Chambord.
And then,
well, Chambord's a berry, I guess. But
and then Pucker's an apple. In the berry liqueur, you have Chambord and Slow Gin. I didn't bring the Slow Gin up because it scares me. Then you have your anise-flavored herbal liqueurs like Sambuca. I have plenty of that here. And Anise de Toro.
Keep it away from me.
And then you got your herbal liqueurs. That's where Doug plays in the Jägermeister arena. And the Amaro, which I'll cover, but I'm not a big fan of. Nut-flavored liqueurs, Amaretto, I didn't bring up because, I don't know, I figure somebody else might, and I kind of forgot. Frangelico, I did bring. And then whiskey-flavored liqueurs, Wild Turkey liqueur, and Yukon Jack. Bad experiences with Yukon Jack, so I don't own any of that. So that kind of covers the categories I think we could break everything down in. There's also a few miscellaneous that I don't know really make a category. Aftershock, which I've got. Is a cinnamon schnapps liqueur type thing. I think you could fit anything like Rumpelmintz in there, which is more European, I think, but whatever. And European, German, whatever, peppermint schnapps. Those don't really make a category, except for vile, I guess. Because I have a problem like with Ice 101. I don't know if you guys have ever had Ice 101. It's like Fire 101, but the other direction.
Maybe we ought to call one of the categories like State College.
Yeah, it's that would be what Ice 101 is. It's like, can you hold it down? Even one shot. The first time I took a shot and it came back out my nose, it was the worst. I'm telling you, I've never felt any time. You ever laugh while you're drinking soda and the carbonation burns through your nose? Doesn't feel very good. But, man, the ice, that peppermint stuff, oh, God, you breathe. Like, you have to breathe. Everybody tends to do that every now and then. And when you breathe in, your whole nose turns to ice.
So you know how you were talking about the little stalactite things down at the bottom of the aftershock?
Is that
death? If you snarf that, does that happen inside your nose?
I don't know how to get it. Well, I don't know how to get it out of the bottom. I've tried banging on it.
You don't. Oh, it's probably something unnatural.
Oh.
It's for fights.
You break it over people's heads?
You break the bottle, and then you have extra...
What, crystals, and you stick them up people's noses? That's just wrong. And who has that much time when they're throwing punches at you? Or chairs?
I was just saying...
You could, I guess, but I think it's really just kind of the to make it stand out as a cinnamon schnapps. It says hot and cool cinnamon. I don't know how you can have hot and cool in the same bottle. I guess I'll find out. I've never had aftershock before.
Maybe the cooling part is when it burns a hole through the side of your stomach and you get that nice breeze.
Maybe. That's awesome. What do you guys think? What's your favorite liqueur? You must have a favorite. Something you would actually drink without being in a podcast.
I'm actually partial to the Jägermeister. I love Jägermeister. And there's also a like a honey Jäger, which is crap, what's it called? Baron Jäger. And it's a honey based Jägermeister and it's danger in a bottle. That's all I'm gonna say. And it's so freaking tasty, but it's dangerous.
That's good. I think stand out as one that doesn't typically, or somebody who actually enjoys Jaeger. Like most people I know, they think that's the worst drink they could possibly ever select.
I actually like Jaeger too.
I do too. I don't have a problem with Jaeger. I think people, you know what it is? You know that stupid rumor it's made out of deer's blood? And people are like, ooh.
It's not?
No. And I had a blog about this.
So all that homemade stuff we've been doing is just wrong?
Pretty much. Well, see,
now
on everydaydrinkers.com, I had written this a whole thing about Jägermeister, just not about a review of the drink, because I think anybody who wants to know what it tastes like just should taste it, but the whole concept of the herbal liqueur and the whole blood thing. And it's one of the top words. When people find our site, it's probably, I'd say, 50% of the time, it's people trying to figure out if there's actually deer blood in Jägermeister. I'm serious.
That's awesome.
And
I had no idea that was such a common thing. Yeah,
apparently, that's a lot of our traffic comes from people looking to see if there's really deer blood in there. And there's not. There's no deer blood in there. It's a freaking drink with like 52 herbs. And the trick is...
And one deer head.
Right. They boil that. They don't tell you what's in it. So people, you know, they come up with these stories. And just because they, you know, people don't tell you what's in all the ingredients in a lot of liquors, but for some reason, with Jaeger, everybody has this weird rumor that there's blood in it. Is it because there's a deer on the picture in a cross?
Nah, man, I heard that they made it out of chupacabras.
Dude, you know what it is? People think of this shit when they're drunk, and then all of a sudden, it goes into the back of your recesses of your mind, and then next time you get drunk, you spread it. It's like a drunk virus.
Well, you know, Kahlua is actually made from Mexicans, right?
Made from them?
It's like the Soylent Green of liqueurs.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll have to remember that for next time.
Yeah,
I get drunk.
We should put that out anymore. As actual.
The fan
actually, that'd be a great thing to see how quickly we could get a rumor to start and spread out.
And have the company coming back and being like, hey, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, there's lawyers. Yeah, never mind. Kahlua's good stuff. No Mexicans were hurt in the making of it.
What's your shit. Okay. I dropped my cap. What's your favorite liqueur there, Dave?
That's kind of a hard thing to say. In general, I would say probably Grand Marnier, which is one of the things that I drink in mixed drinks as well as by itself. Occasionally, it's kind of rich for that. And for a while, I've been on a espresso martini kick.
Espresso martini?
Yeah.
So what do you put in an espresso martini?
Well, you can either do it with just real espresso and vodka of some kind, like a, what is it, Absolut Vanilla, something like that.
Yeah.
Or you can use a combination of coffee and chocolate liqueurs. So,
you're not actually
Starbucks
using...
Starbucks or Godiva or whatever.
You don't have to use any gin or anything like that, right?
Mm-mm. Gin. Oh, God.
Because I don't like gin, and I just thought that... Wasn't a gin that's like the martini... Typical martini core?
I think the whole martini thing has changed over the past, half dozen years, probably.
Doug's
as long
the only
as it
one
fits in the glass, it works, you know?
Yeah, see, Doug's the only one I know who actually drinks a martini, like, dirty, and he just drinks these things that are awful.
I'm partial to the gin martinis. I used to do the vodka martinis, and then I saw the light.
But now you can pretty much throw anything in a semi-triangular glass,
juice.
And it's all good.
My buddy's wife had a chocolate. I don't think it was an espresso, but it was like a chocolate martini, and it was like, I don't know, this chocolate syrup and Bailey's, I think, or maybe Kahlua. I don't know, some coffee stuff. It looks good. It's just what makes it a martini. Just the funny little shaped glass.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Usually, and they usually contain vodka, no matter what. So either vodka or gin.
That's right. He did have vodka in there. That's true. Okay.
Vodka is actually a better liquor to use for like those types of martinis because it
no taste.
It doesn't have any taste.
Yeah.
Here's
the question: if it has no taste, why would you ever use it? Just leave it out because you want to get drunk, right?
Drunk.
So sad. My favorite one so far or always has been is Firewater. And that's what I'm drinking right out of the bottle right now.
Now? I just wanted to point that out.
I did go to a state school.
Well, so did I, though, so hey.
And I don't know why I like it, just maybe because I always drank it. You know what? I like Fireballs. I've always liked the Fireballs, and they're like really like sweet but yet hot, and oh, they're so good. And I had this once. I'm like, whoa, that's like a Fireball, but in liquor form. It's 100 proof. So you can't go 50% alcohol. You cannot go wrong with this. You can light it on fire. Anything you can light on fire plus taste like fire in your mouth is an awesome drink.
Is all your stuff
burning?
Is all my stuff warm? It tastes like burning. It is because I don't have enough room in my freezer for like 50% of what I brought up here. What the hell?
All right. Good luck.
I just keep looking at the list and shuddering. So should we get on with this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we have to do?
I nominate Derek.
No.
Start at the top.
But wait, what about Dave? He had an organization and shit.
Whatever.
Well, we can alternate, no? That way we don't get it like totally smashed.
All right, fine.
We could like do four at a time.
No, you're up first. Pick one.
All right, I'm going to do, let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. All right. Here's the trick. Oh, shit.
You don't hit yourself in the head with it. That's a good start.
I was going to do the ones that are the ones that Dave doesn't like the best. Let me just do both of these because they're so similar. I have two bottles, 750 milliliters of Averna Sambuca. Woo, Sambuca. 42% alcohol. This is right out of Italy. Like, fresh licorice. Off the boat. They just started producing this, like, maybe a month ago. They finally started putting this out. And it's really hard to find. Luckily, the distributor was nice enough to just send me free bottles of this shit. Now, unfortunately, I've already tried these because I had to review them. Because, you know, when people give you free shit, they like to see that you do something with it. But let me just explain.
Aside from college shit on your podcast.
You know what? Okay, for anybody who's listening to this going, I aspire to be a podcaster.
Yeah, no, you don't.
No, or a drinker. Or,
yeah, you do.
No, how about this? A blogger. If you want to be a liquor blogger and you're under the age of 21 and you live in the United States, if you create a liquor blog, liquor will come. And there's no signing. You just can take it home. It's messed up. Like, this shit just shows up on my garage. I just bring it in. I'm like, oh, that's nice. Four bottles of 750 milliliter liquor. Sweet.
That's great that you're guiding our young people like this.
Well, young people shouldn't be listening to this podcast. So the Sambuca, Dave, you don't like Sambuca?
I used to have this boss that he wasn't quite right. And every time we would go on a business trip somewhere, he would disappear for a little while and he would come back with just a platter full of Sambuca shots. And pretty much wasn't happy until all of them had been finished. So I got really, really sick once on Sambuca, and I just haven't been able to drink it since. So nothing black licorice for me.
Oh, so it's not that you don't like, because a lot of people I know don't like the taste of black licorice.
Oh, no, I love black licorice, not in beverage form.
Doug, do you like Sambuca, or are you another naysayer?
I'm okay with Sambuca, but I had a fairly traumatic experience while I was relatively young. Was Sambuca.
Where did he touch you?
No. It wasn't even that. Like, I had come home and I went to bed and my parents at some point in the evening just came into my room and started chanting to me, Sambuca, cappuccino. Yeah, you know, it was fairly traumatic.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. It was.
You serious?
It was hot. I would not make that up.
Oh, wow.
Were your parents hippies or something?
Not even close.
No. They just wanted to torment me with Sambuca.
It was, yeah.
And cappuccino.
Our family gets real drunk, but it takes them a long time to do so, like 8 hours or more. So if any of our family members get drunk, it's been a long night. Normally, they just get really happy that's the thing is, most of our family are happy drunks. We don't have any mean drunks, which is good.
Thank God.
Because everybody it's just out of control. So the this stuff it's like liquid candy, the standard Sambuca, if you like black licorice. If you don't, it's like liquid death. It smells really good. This I will do a half shot of, because I have two and I have to do a half shot of each.
And so it begins.
So it does...
This podcast is sponsored by Pepto-Bismol.
It does follow up good with fire water. there is government warnings all over this thing. It's 84 proof. It does taste like black licorice, but it's any type of Sambuca you get tastes sort of like black licorice. This happens to just be a little top shelf because it's brand new and these guys put a lot of energy into it. It doesn't taste a bit like alcohol, which if you don't like alcohol, this is what you want. Unless you gotta watch out. This stuff will kill you because you can keep drinking it all night long. Well, until you pass out. And I think if it's 80 proof, it probably only takes, what, 3 shots before you're really going to be not feeling so good?
Oh, wait till the next morning.
The next morning, you're going to have, I think, what they call liquid poops. Then I have this stuff the other Sambuca is good. It's like any other type of Sambuca, black licorice, very sweet, no alcoholic taste. Sambuca licorizia, you can tell it's a product of Italy. It's a black licorice flavored Sambuca. Now, normally they're anise flavored. Anise happens to have taste of black licorice, but it's not black licorice. This stuff, when you smell it, it would be like cracking open a bag of black licorice and sniffing it. You know, you'll know it's, ooh, that's black licorice. This is like a bag of black licorice. So if you're big into that, this is kick ass. Hold on a minute. Wait, what color is this? Oh, and it's like a It's like a piss yellow. That's weird.
Is the other stuff clear?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this one is. Oh, yeah, I didn't even notice that the bottle is. The other stuff's clear. This is like. It's like if you. It's really like piss yellow. There's really no other way. Pale. How's this? Pale yellow.
There you go.
So let me interject something. About, I don't know, a handful of years ago, I was in Sweden in the middle of winter, and I went to this Irish pub one night, and the guy behind the bar asked me, "Oh, have you ever tried Turkish spice?" I was like, "No, what the hell is that?" What it is they take aquavit, you know, it's like vodka, and they take these candies called Turkish spice. They're black licorice candies, and they dissolve it in this stuff for months. And it turns into this black, syrupy-looking liquid that tastes like liquid candy.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I just can't imagine drinking a lot of it.
Well, this right now, okay, I finished that half shot. I'm still trying to get it off my hands because I cleaned my shot glass here. It's very sticky. Like, your lips feel like you just sucked on a big lollipop the wrong way. Like, it's really sticky. But it tastes, like, awesome, really. It's got a... It tastes like you just chewed on candy. And the aftertaste and all the fumes that just, like, after you swallow it, normally you'd get that burn. It's just candy black licorice. It doesn't taste like alcohol again, but it doesn't taste like Sambuca either. It tastes like black licorice. So it's like an picture Sambuca amplified. Again, if you don't like Sambuca, this stuff is going to sound and taste disgusting. So those are my two.
So how do you like it compared to something like, Sambuca?
Any other Sambucas? I think this one's a little better, but it might just be my perception because it's brand new and it's got a cool bottle. I like the actual black, the Licorizia Sambuca better because the reason I like Sambuca is the black licorice. So a black licorice flavored Sambuca can only be double as awesome. The problem is, I think after a couple shots of this, you're not really going to feel... It's like you eat too much candy. It's the same type of situation, and I've got a long way to go, so I guess I'm going to have that feeling for a while. Very sticky, though. It is definitely good and very smooth. Like, you can literally just let it sit in your mouth for a few minutes and enjoy it, which is good, because if you can't enjoy it, what's the point? And you want to? If you put this in the freezer, it gets all weird looking, and it's very
drunk.
Thick. It's like a syrup, which is you could put on your pancakes.
Yeah, probably not.
No, probably not.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna start with the Southern Comfort.
Do it up.
I would like to first say that this was Janis Joplin's drink. That's why you should drink it.
Is that what killed her?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And also, to dispel the myth, yes, Southern Comfort is a liqueur. It is not whiskey.
I always thought it was whiskey, too.
Exactly.
But is that's like Yukon Jack isn't whiskey either, right? Same
correct.
Type of thing.
Yep. Caramel-flavored caramel. I love Southern Comfort, but I would suggest staying away from the 100 proof Southern Comfort.
Why? It should be 100 proof better.
I think it's the only thing that I've ever consumed that I literally thought the next day, in retrospect, I probably could have died. And I'll just leave it at that. Southern Comfort. Well, I'm going to take a sip. God, it's so good. I love that stuff.
See, to me, it tastes like whiskey.
Yeah, I gotta agree.
And
yeah, but it's sweet.
Yeah, but you see, here's the problem. I had a bad experience with whiskey. Not a big fan. So whenever I like, even because you always drank Southern Comfort, and every time you brought it over, I had to try it, but it still tastes bad to me. I don't know. Maybe I just need to suffer it, and I should just go on a drinking binge and only drink whiskey until I get used to it. Does that work?
Don't. Actually, hold on. Let's throw that disclaimer out to whatever audience we have.
Don't go on a drinking binge?
No. In the event you try something and you don't like it, don't keep trying it to make yourself like it.
It worked for me with
you
wine.
Either you do or you don't. And there's so much variety in alcohol, there's something else you're going
to
like.
But I did that with wine. That's how I learned how to drink wine. Or is that just a different beast altogether?
Is it just bludgeoning your taste buds into it, then?
Why bother, though?
Because I wanted to learn how to drink wine.
Liqueurs, there's, I mean, you can get any flavor from, you know, banana to potato or deer blood, as we've learned. So
I've yet to find potato. I was looking all over the store for it, though.
Oh, there's a sweet potato. No, I have no idea.
But yeah, Southern Comfort, good.
You like it?
It's I don't know. It's 70 proof, so it's 35% alcohol. It's enough to do you. The other thing that I'm going to try, and I've never had this before in my life, Drambuie.
What?
Drambuie.
You know what? I've always meant to try that, but I haven't.
It's from Scotland. Maybe.
It is from Scotland.
Cheerio.
And so I'm cracking it open. What does this stuff smell?
Is it a nip?
It smells sweet.
Is it a nip? Well, it should smell sweet.
Yeah, it's a nip. Actually, all my stuff is nip.
Oh, nice.
Except for the SoCo.
Right.
It has an odd smell.
Like poop?
Do you know what it's supposed to taste like, or is it something unique?
It's supposed to taste like poop.
Oh.
That may be the greatest sound effect we've had so far.
Okay, here's what this stuff is. Like we were talking about Southern Comfort being whiskey,
yeah,
but sweet.
Uh-huh.
If you could imagine scotch as a liqueur, that's what this stuff is.
Is it?
Oh, my God.
Is it from Scotland?
It is. It's made in Edinburgh.
Scotland?
Now, does it have that smoky thing going on?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, that's vile.
If you could imagine scotch as a liqueur, that's what that stuff is. Oh my God. All right. Dave, you're up.
He's gonna let his palate get warm.
Good luck.
So I'm gonna do the scientific method a little bit here. I've got a shot glass, I've got a glass of water. I've got another glass of water to clean my taste buds with, but this glass is so that I can kind of rinse out the shot glass in between.
You have a sink?
No, I've got another glass that I'm going to empty that into.
So you have like a bucket, a beer bucket. Nice.
Kind of, yeah. So I'm going to do four at once here. Not at the same time. But
layer them.
And I think I'm going to do the orange liqueurs.
Oh, so yeah, nice.
I have triple sec, but I'm just not going to do it because I don't like this stuff.
It tastes
like perfume to me.
Really? I thought it tastes like Sprite.
Well, compared to some of the other ones, it's just not very good. Like, I've got some standard crap in the basement, like creme de menthe and, you know, just the standard generic stuff that I use for mixes. But the idea of tasting those by themselves is
You've never had creme de menthe by itself? Man, you haven't lived.
Yeah. Right. So I'm going to start with Patron makes one called Citronage. Or Citronge. Hey, and I originally got this because I figured, okay, Patron, they know tequila fairly well, so hopefully they can make an orange. The thing is, you open this. Now, by the way, all this stuff is stuff that I had in the house with a couple of exceptions, which is kind of frightening because behind me it looks like a bar. Which is a shitload of 750 milliliter bottles. But I digress. So this Patron stuff smells like a solvent. Like, it smells like something you clean your brushes with.
Like Simple
Cream?
But
it has an orange peel in it.
Oh, so like citrus bleach.
Yeah, it's pretty vile smell. Like, any bottle you open up is going to have a little bit of a alcohol kind of burst that evaporates off right away. Yeah, this just keeps coming at you. All right, so give me a little taste.
Drink.
And surprise, surprise, it tastes like turpentine with oranges. And this is why I've had exactly one shot off of this since I bought the bottle. So we'll put that in the no fucking way category. So next one from that is an orange liqueur from Italy called Grangala. And Grangala has a nice starting point in that it's cheap as shit. You can get it for about $10 a bottle. And it has a
danger,
nice...
Danger.
Right. And if I can do this right, hang on.
Oh, got a cork.
All right. It's got a cork, but the cork has a plastic top on it, so it's kind of...
Yeah, but that's where they're all going.
Right. Did now, this stuff has a really nice kind of warm, orangey, sweet smell to it.
Not turpentine?
Not turpentine. I don't get that solvent smell. So I'm going to clean out my shot glass here.
With his little method.
Get rid of that last shit.
Yeah, you don't want to taint that. Hey, by the way.
I mean the fine product from Patron.
You know what? Sambuca burps not so bad the second time.
Wait till you start mixing it with some of the other shit, because black licorice and anything can't be good.
I've already had cinnamon schnapps. That was just for fun to kind of get warmed up for the episode.
So this stuff smells like orange and brandy together.
Orange and brandy. I like that. That's good.
Yeah, it's very nice. Very
it's warm, so. Is it French?
It's Italian.
Oh.
So let's take a sip.
So more like orange and grappa.
And this is a very strong orange flavor. It's quite nice. Very sweet.
Now, do you put
I can't imagine drinking much of it by itself.
What do you put it in?
I usually use this in margaritas.
Sweet. So you make an orange margarita. Well, I guess
they're orange. And what's cool about this, actually, if you use this and a little hit of orange juice in one, it's quite nice.
And that was a Grand Gala?
Grand Gala. And my tongue's got a little bit of a tingly thing, which is nice. So
that means it's doing its magic. And that was the cheap stuff?
That's the cheap stuff, yeah. All it's right, got a nice kind of orangey color to it. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
the Patron, by the way, is clear, as most solvents should be. but with that said, the next one up is Cointreau, or Cointreau, depending on...
How do you
which
say
is
it?
Also a clear.
Cointreau?
I usually say Cointreau.
Yeah, I'll go with you on that.
I'm sorry.
Now, most people, when they do a Marg, will either do Cointreau or Grand Marnier, or mix the two together. And the reason you can do that is that they are very different. Most people think that they're totally the same.
Grand Marnier.
Cointreau is clear. It's very thin. Has a really bright orange smell to it, almost like you scratch an orange peel.
It's I've never done very that because nice. It always makes my fingernails sting when I scratch an orange peel. Maybe that's just me. I bite my nails, so it's really hard to peel an orange.
Okay, so take a sip of this. Now, excuse me.
How's that stuff?
Man, this is going to be a bad night. Cointreau is really good. It's very, very pronounced of an orange flavor, but it goes up through your sinuses.
I could tell.
Yeah.
From the cough.
I don't usually drink this by itself. That's why I'm like, whoa.
So you mix that, you mix that old Cointreau with Grand Marnier?
So in a Marg. I wouldn't do right. them
like, so what's your proportions? Like, are you one of those just blindly throw shit in there? Do you know like approximately how much?
No, if I do them both together, pretty much...
Is it like an ounce? Half?
I'll usually do a half of each, so one part of each, and then probably like two or three parts tequila and then whatever I'm using with it.
Yeah.
I usually don't mix them. They are different in that the Cointreau stuff is that upper, you know, palate kind of taste. It's a very bright orange kind of taste. I would definitely not mix either one with Grand Gala. It's just they're too much orange, yeah. The Grand Gala is like a candy orange. The Cointreau is more of like a...
citrus?
I don't know, just a flavoring more than anything else. All right, and finally, Grand Marnier.
Grand Marnier, that's what
which
I drink.
Which has another of those.
Oh, nice.
So, Grand Marnier is a cognac blend.
Cognac.
So it's orange and cognac together.
Sweet. I never thought about that. Literally.
Ooh, I just poured way more than I expected.
Perfect. Yeah, but you're like 7 feet tall. You can totally take that shot.
Yeah, yeah. So the night continues. Grand Marnier has got a very warm scent to it. It's this rich orange and, well, cognac. So it's kind of interesting. It's like an amber color.
Yep.
And it tastes like, well...
Not like urine. Thank God. Because I hate to
taste it. No, it tastes like
that was a big shot.
Cognac and orange.
It does. It tastes like cognac and orange.
It's so freaking tasty.
Usually, if I have this by itself, it'll be after dinner. It's kind of a nice digestive.
You really drink it by itself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. They actually make, there's one of them called like a Centauro, which is an aged one. And it's
Isn't the 150?
It is.
Yeah. Ooh,
that's a lot.
But I wouldn't mix that with something else. But yeah, so I use Grand Marnier as a mix or use it by itself.
I usually put it in my tequila. I'm almost out, actually.
I decided that in the event you guys bust out something that I have, I will have it with you.
Okay.
And I am now having the Grand Marnier with Dave, and I agree with everything that he just said. Actually, I'm a huge fan of the Grand Marnier.
Man, I should have brought my Grand Marnier up. Damn it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's just really, really nice stuff. I wouldn't drink a ton of it, but it's...
But you will.
Just warm.
For us.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a whole list of other stuff to do, so... Europe.
All right. Europe? No. Okay, I'll get something from Europe. Now,
European.
This is not good. I'm going to try the Averna Amaro Siciliano. It's a
Oh, dude, you speak Italian, just kick ass.
Dude, if give me some German, please. This is completely foreign to me.
Averna, limone di Sicilia.
Like,
come on, man.
Hold on. This is... All right, I'm going to pour a little in because I know I'm not going to like this stuff. It looks like Frangelico. For, oh, God, no, not that much. Oh, God, this is going to be a rough night. Okay. Oh, my.
It's hard to pour these, isn't it?
Well, mine has one of those little easy-to-pour spouts, you know, the little dimple in the middle.
Easy.
It ain't working. Now, let me see. What the hell is... I honestly have no idea what an Amaro is, but it is a liqueur. It is.
Well, it's lemon, I guess, right?
No. No, that's that's my lemon.
Oh, you're doing the Averna Amaro. Yeah, okay, Amaro. That's at this the top. That's probably a nutty one.
This is... Yeah, it looks like Frangelico. This is...
Dude, look at Amaretto.
What about
Amaro?
No. All right. Amaretto is red. Dude, this is as dark as I would... When I look at it, it looks either... I could guess... Maybe Coke? No, it's too dark. I would say Guinness. It looks like Guinness. Or maybe black coffee. That's how dark it is. You cannot see. It doesn't... No light through here.
All right. It scares me. Taste it. What does it taste like?
Well, hold on. It kind of smells like... Oh, God. I don't know what this... Maybe like a coffee liqueur? Oh,
taste it.
Does it smell like deer blood?
Mm-mm. Oh.
What the fuck does deer blood smell like?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't really want to know.
Irony.
Having a hard time understanding what I just drank.
Taste buds.
Hold on.
Not
it's got
in sync.
Confused. Overload. Like that time I was in the rest area. Oh.
No. It's... Oh. No, not sure about this stuff, actually. Like a coffee nut. Maybe like a dark, nutty... I'm not a big fan of nutties.
yeah, you are. If you have to shake it off, it's probably not a good thing.
It's like a black syrupy nut flavored. Yeah, it's coming. Now I'm getting this. It's got wicked aftertaste, man.
That's what she said.
It tastes like I just maybe chewed on an almond or something. I think it's almond. I'm going to go with that. It's not.
So, like, amaretto?
Isn't that like what maybe it is Frangelico amaretto. Is?
Let's see what Frangelico is because I think it tastes like.
No, Frangelico is hazelnut.
Might be it. Freaking A. I think it's hazelnut. Hold on. Let me open up the... No. God, no. That's not what Frangelico... Frangelico smells like peanut butter. Oh, this is like a really...
A.K.A. hazelnut.
No, this tastes more like a Green Mountain hazelnut coffee, actually. But picture it sour. It's very... It's kind of got a sour, like, not so warm feeling. And it's got... It doesn't leave the glass. Son of a bitch.
All right.
I don't think I'm going to be able to use
some sort of alien spittle,
then. Yeah. You know what? I bet you Italians like this, not thinking I do. That's unfortunate, because I'm going to have to review that in the blog. That was the first one they sent me, and I smelled it. I'm like, not so sure about this. In the aftertaste, it just keeps on giving.
It's always a characteristic you want.
Let me take a sip of my Fiji water.
That was the best description of an aftertaste ever.
An aftertaste?
Does anybody have the Godiva one? You all have different Godiva ones, right? I have a Godiva one.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I have Godiva chocolate.
Get one. I should have. Right, I completely missed it.
Let me do this, because maybe this will get rid of the flavor. Oh, my God.
I have to have one with you.
It's a white chocolate.
Oh, I have like a chocolate one.
Yeah, I'll just throw it in the same shot glass as that other stuff, just to see what it looks like. Oh, my God, it looks like semen.
Oh, well. Oh, so it should just go right down for you.
Man, I set myself up to bomb. Damn it.
That was awful.
Did you, like, throw it all over your face, or?
No, I didn't, actually. This stuff is awesome. I could drink this all day. It tastes just like white chocolate. I don't taste any liquor at all. It's only 15% alcohol by volume, though. That's not very much, right?
Nope.
That's, 30% alcohol? Oh, wait. Does it say 15? Really small writing. It's a nip.
Yeah, it's mouthwash.
Yeah.
It's 30 proof, right?
Yeah, 30 proof. Yeah, this is, it's white as can be. It's like Snow White, chocolatey. Ooh, my God. This is, it's like Bailey's, only a white chocolate. That's the easiest way to describe it. You have the black chocolate one, Dave?
Yeah.
How's that one?
I'll give it a shot. Hang on.
Literally? No. Oh, I could just keep drinking this. I might finish this whole thing.
This is like a, looks like Kahlua, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a light brown, and it tastes like chocolate.
Do you taste any alcohol at all?
Only a vaguest hint.
I might.
No, it's quite nice, actually.
Yeah, mine says drink responsibly on it. They know.
Well, if you drank a lot of this stuff, you'd just be horribly ill.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, as we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, so I give that one a thumbs up out of everything I've had so far. I mean, Sambucas.
Actually, a little more, though.
Yeah, that's the problem. Right. That's the problem with this stuff. God. You know what? This would go really good in a coffee. I guess that's what it's made for. But if I had coffee right now, maybe I'll bring this to work and have it in the morning. That's probably habitual. I won't do that. But it would go really good in an after-dinner coffee, I bet.
You know what would be good, actually? I was just thinking like a milkshake with this in it.
Oh, a big milkshake, like the size of your head.
Yeah.
With fucking ice, thick ice cream.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. And like 16 shots of Godiva. I bet you this isn't healthy for you, though. It's probably got a lot of sugars and stuff. Whoa.
Sorry.
That was cool.
My glass slab here.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I think that was pretty good. Who's up next? Is it you again, Doug?
Dum dum dum.
What do you got, Doug?
All right, I'm gonna break into the Kolsch Lager.
Oh, I can do that with you. We can.
I don't have that one for good reason.
And we can both poop gold. Sweet.
Well, actually, when I went out for my 21st birthday, Kolsch Lager was the drink of choice that night out of a freezer, and all I remember is throwing up and noticing the little gold flecks everywhere. So,
oh God,
none for me, thanks.
But the gold flecks are real.
Yeah, you know how they say gold classes everything up? No, it doesn't.
Everything right. But that.
Yeah, not puke.
All right, so the smell of it is in the event.
Oh, mine wasn't open yet.
You had a fireball, and you pop open the little plastic package that your fireball comes in, and you smell your fireball for the first time right before you pop it in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's what this shit smells like.
Shit, this stuff. Have you never had this, Doug?
Yeah, I have.
This is my second bottle.
It's going to be cinnamony goodness, I'm sure.
And it's going to burn like hell.
Nah, this stuff's weak compared to firewater.
For the love of God. All right.
Like
yeah.
A little bit of heaven right there.
Yeah. Rock on for you, buddy.
You don't like cinnamon?
Oh, fuck.
Cinnamon stuff.
No, it was great. It was great. I highly recommend it.
43.5%?
The gold totally does it.
The gold. Did you have any? Did you get any gold?
Yeah, I'm sure I did because, you know, I flipped it upside down
just to
about
make sure.
A minute ago. You know, to get the snow globe effect. So I made sure it was nice and mixed.
What do you think?
All right.
Silence. That's not good.
All right, let me find something else. Jesus H.
What's wrong?
That's just not good.
You don't like Goldschlager? Wait, you serious? You don't like Goldschlager?
No, man, I do not like that stuff. That was a bad idea. That was not good.
That's like, right.
It's bitter cold, but still not good.
What are you talking about?
No, that's like I've had this stuff in the freezer since Friday.
Yeah.
My stuff is like wicked cold.
I just drank mine warm. No problem. Tastes great. I highly recommend it.
I think that pretty much invalidates any of the reviews that you do, Derek.
No, check it out. That stuff's mellow compared to fire water because it's 100 proof. So it literally is half this good, really. But it's got gold flecks. I mean, come on.
All right. Next up is the Rumple Mints.
Sweet. Ooh. Wait, you can drink Rumple Mints, but you can't drink... Oh, it's peppermint. I see the difference. I got Rumple Mints, too, so I'll partake.
I will... it smells like...
Burning?
Listerine.
Oh, my God.
Like classic Yellow Death Listerine, or the...
No. Yeah, that's really it. It tastes just... No, it's the green.
The green one.
Yep.
The green one, okay.
It tastes just like that.
Yep.
Only it's 50% alcohol. You know what's
weird? And you could technically, you could probably use this as mouthwash and just spit it out.
I don't know you're gonna want to do that. It's very cooling, right?
Yeah,
bracing even. See, I
only
have
use it as an
idea
aftershave.
With this podcast.
What? You? You came up with this idea?
Me?
Yes, you. Maybe all of us. I don't remember.
I did not say. Oh, let's
we were
do
probably
that
drunk
more.
At the time.
Well, how do you like it, Doug? Is it better than Goldschlager?
Yeah, actually, it is.
You use mouthwash, don't you?
Yeah. But
so what's the problem?
I don't know. My mouthwash doesn't just. It doesn't taste like.
It's just a product from Germany,
and I don't swallow.
Most people like toothpaste, right? But you wouldn't eat it.
Exactly.
You've never eaten toothpaste?
What? No.
Me neither. But my bottle is almost empty. Literally, there's probably, I don't know, how much is it? These are small bottles, actually. You have the normal Rumpelmintz bottle, right? It's like a small bottle. I don't know. It doesn't have a measurement. It's got to be a measurement. Fuck. Don't they tell you how much is in a bottle?
Who's mine?
Yeah. Oh, it's product of Canada. Yeah. Like,
no, mine are airplane bottle size, however big those are.
I have the full milliliters. Bottle. I have the full bottle, but it's only like maybe 300. It doesn't say anywhere how much is in this bottle. That's weird. But mine is 375 milliliters, and mine is almost gone because my buddy Don came over one night, and my God, he did well him and me, but mainly him. We drank most of the bottle straight.
Well,
on ice playing poker.
Well done.
Rough night.
All right, Dave, you're up.
Okay. Should I continue on with the chocolate vein or go somewhere else? What do you guys think?
You got a lot of chocolates.
Yeah.
Why not?
Let me bang those out. All right.
Bang them out.
Well, they're all by the same company, so it's not that special. But
gold, black, and white?
No, here we go. All right. So I was in Salzburg, Austria last year, and while I was there, I picked up some Mozart liqueurs, because everything in Salzburg is about Mozart, even though he hated it there. Go figure.
Ich liebe so, Mozart. Okay.
I've got a dark chocolate, a white chocolate, and a gold chocolate. So let's
what
start
the hell
with
is a
dark.
Gold chocolate?
I have no idea. Oh. I think it's going to be like milk, but
it's
we'll
good gold flex.
Now, I haven't actually tried these since I bought them last year, but we'll give it a shot.
Are they full bottles?
They're small bottles. They came as like a multi-pack kind of thing. They are
multi-packs.
Multi. I don't know how big they are. It's in German or something. Okay.
ML. Come on.
So this looks like a darker version of the Godiva. It's got a more coppery kind of brown going on. It smells almost the same, but apparently they actually make this stuff out of cocoa macerate.
And
so they
Mozart.
Actually use chocolate to make it.
So they don't use Mozart.
So it's 87% chocolate.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So let's see.
87% chocolate? That's a...
Wow, like, that's really nice. That could go
that's
on
actually,
ice cream.
That's a wicked nice dark chocolate.
Yeah, that's something you could pour on ice cream and be perfectly happy with it. It's very nice.
Nice.
And you won't be drunk because it's only, what, 17%?
It is 17%.
Oh, man, I call this shit. It's like I memorize it.
Yeah, right. Or you can read, one of the two.
I might be able to read.
Okay, so let's try the gold one. So I got to do my little cleansing routine here.
That's funny. Every show. Time...
What, sort of like why? A drunk raccoon.
You need to put your alcohol content out there.
I just say them when I get there. Is that not good enough?
Oh, nah. Well, yeah, actually, that's fine. But yeah, actually, that is fine. Well, I just can't say.
Oh, and here's where the podcast goes bad. This is a cream.
Nice. Poopy farts. Why? What do you have a problem with
it? It looks like the color of chocolate milk. We'll see how it goes.
I
will say that the one thing that I realized that I was not doing while I was going through my different liqueurs was I was not saying where they were from, because I find it very interesting that the multitude of countries that are producing different liqueurs, like Goldschlager, is from Italy.
I thought that was Germany.
Yeah, and yeah, Rumplemans is from Canada. Who knew?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's from, it's a product, Rumplemans. Where is it? It says it's produced in Canada, but it's got a, the original schnapps recipe comes from Germany. That's where they came up with it. Whatever. Fucking.
Okay, so the Mozart Gold tastes like chocolate milk with alcohol in it, if you can imagine that.
Chocolate milk with alcohol? Well, no, actually, I'm having a hard time. Oh, wait, no. White Russians. That's alcohol.
Yeah, it's a bit like that without the coffee kind of thing going on.
I like coffee. I'm a big fan of coffee.
It's not bad, actually. All right, and the last one is white chocolate cream. So let's see how this goes.
I'm updating my percentages there, Doug.
All right, and this looks like slightly bad milk. it's like a slightly off-white. Mm, very nice. It's like a sweet cream kind of flavor.
Like a Bailey's?
It's like a Bailey's, but it doesn't have quite as much flavor as the Bailey's would.
But isn't it made of chocolate?
That's made from white chocolate, which is, I think, cocoa butter.
So that's sort of like, you think that would be right? It would tell you?
It tastes something like white chocolate. It tastes more like a alcohol sweet cream to me. But well, yeah, not bad.
I like cream, and I like sweet, and I like alcohol. So that's a recipe for awesome.
So, the Mozart ones are pretty interesting. I'm not sure how available they are here. All right, so we got three chocolates out of the way, so I think it's back to you, Derek.
Oh, God. All right. I'll try some of this random shit. I'll just do these. I'll pump out these two tropical ones. I'm just going to drink these straight out of the nip. Fuck these shot glasses. Anyone else can have my diseases.
Of which there are plenty to choose.
Right. I prefer the clap myself. So we've got tropical pineapple coconut.
Gout.
This is
gout liqueur.
This is 15% alcohol. It's a tropical. Ooh, it smells like coconut. I'm not sure. This kind of smells
coconut, like tanning oil coconut, or
I was gonna say suntan lotion. Yes.
No, actually, it smells like real coconut, not the fake shit.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out where the hell it's from. The nips have the unfortunate. Oh, it's. I think it's DeCooper. DeCooper. Who makes DeCoopers? Oh, this is the Netherlands. Netherlands. Woo! The Netherlands.
Isn't DeCoopers a company that makes all the standard like bar fare stuff?
Yep. Creme de menthe and all that shit. Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. It's got them all. Let's see. So it tastes like, or what? It smells mainly like coconut. I don't smell any pineapple. I'm trying, but it does smell tropical. I feel like I'm in Hawaii. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, you're not. It's snowing out.
Hmm.
Oh, is it snowing up there?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's so 60 outside right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, shut up.
This is really good.
I went outside earlier, and it was above freezing. I was snowblowing the driveway because it hadn't been, obviously. And a friggin' blizzard came through, and then 5 minutes later, it was sunny. What is going on? I'm waiting for locusts and frogs.
I know, and it's like hurricane winds, and they go away.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
This is really weird. Hold on, let me try it again. This is the third time. It tastes like candy first. Then you get this pineapple taste, which is nice because I like pineapple. But immediately you get bombarded with this coconut aftertaste, followed by what almost tastes like a coffee liqueur. And it's not that I have a tainted shot glass because I'm drinking it straight out of the thing. So that's weird. I don't know. Maybe that's just the way like they kind of combine.
Shot glass in your taint? That's just not hygienic.
No. There's no shot glass and no taint. So that's nice. It's pleasurable. I don't think I'm trying to think of where I drink this, and I wouldn't mix it with anything because it's pineapple and coconut. There's not a lot of, I guess if you had a tropical drink or a Mai Tai type
citrus
drink, yeah, maybe that'll work. But when you start having mixed drinks that are already themselves are mixes, that gets a little scary.
And that was the tropical pineapple coconut?
Yeah, 15% alcohol, so you can drink a few of these. Not really. So the papaya, I don't even know what a papaya is. It's got these bunch of seeds in it, it looks like, on the picture. Again, it's the same company, so it's the Royal Distillers in Schiedam, Netherlands or something. Oh, papaya is very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Like I guess it probably tastes just like papaya. There's no alcohol taste. Of course, I just drank some other shit over there, so doesn't really have a. I guess it has a sweet smell, almost like a Mai Tai smell. It kind of smells like pomegranate, but doesn't.
Nice.
But and it's a pink. It's like definitely wouldn't want to order this in the bar unless you want to be beat up when you go outside to go to your car. And then you have your keys stolen, and they take your car, and they pee in the seat. Anyway.
Speaking from experience, do you?
No. Again, another drink that is kind of sickly sweet almost. Not sure about that. It would definitely be a good shot, like once. But I don't know what else you do with it. What do you do with papaya?
Could you picture it in something with an umbrella in it?
Oh,
exactly.
Papaya. Oh, you know what?
Mix it with some juices or whatever.
If you did like a papaya margarita or maybe a papaya martini or a papaya teeny, I could see that. That would be good. No? You don't like papaya teenies?
Somebody does. Just not
anyone here.
Dave or I.
Yeah, it is definitely sweet, but I will give it. It tastes good. It doesn't. It's not vile. It doesn't taste like turpentine. And one's bright orange or bright yellow. It looks like a banana, but it tastes like pineapple coconut with a brandy. I mean, a coffee liqueur aftertaste. And papaya is just very sweet. And if you know or like papaya, you're probably gonna like this.
You know, I'm gonna call it now. The lower the alcohol content of the liqueur that you are trying, the higher the probability that you need to use it in a mixed drink.
You think?
Versus drinking it on its own, yes.
Probably true. But you know what?
That's definitely the case.
And I think the higher the alcohol content, the less you're going to like it, to be honest. I think the drinks with the lower alcohol content tend to not be as pronounced, and it might be a little easier to swallow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, for sure.
Which I guess is good and bad, depending.
But yeah,
and I have a lot here that they range. They're like between. It's like there's certain ones at 15, then there's some at the 40 range, and then there's some at the 100. It really seems to be where you go.
I was just looking through all mine and all of mine at the high alcohol content. I was like, oh,
that's different.
Good Lord, help me.
Screw you. You're up.
All right.
Get cracking. What do you
By
got
the way, you notice that we're starting to have to taste things multiple times to really get a... That's not a good trend, because we still have a ways to go.
It's because my tongue is numb.
Yeah, well... Just saying.
Well...
He's predicting badness.
Yeah.
My senses are numb. I can't feel.
My tummy hurts.
I'm glad. I'm chasing everything with a nice Harpoon IPA.
You're an idiot. Oh my God, I spilled it?
No. Actually, it's actually a very calming taste.
You mean having something that's not going to kill you?
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm going to rock the Jägermeister at this point. Actually, you know...
You might want to save that for last.
Aside, well, you know, actually, all I have left, technically, is the DiSorono.
Oh,
actually, I'll do that one since I think everybody has that one.
This a who?
Everybody. Amaretto.
Yeah, the Amaretto.
I don't have it with me, but
I have it.
Yeah, I have it.
All right, you and me, Dave.
All right, this is going to hurt, I can tell. It smells so good, though.
It does. It smells so freaking good.
Isn't it red licorice?
No.
It's amaretto. It's almond. It's cherry almond.
It's sort of like, what's that white additive stuff that you put in a Mai Tai?
You know what it tastes like?
Orgeat syrup?
Yeah, no, it's a bit like that for me.
It tastes like shit. No. It's
like
Marciano cherry.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that
those? Yeah, that's what it tastes like. That's exactly it.
Like the ones you put in your Roy Rogers?
Yep. That's exactly what it tastes like.
I gotta have more.
Oh, God. Dave, you're not even 50% done your list.
Yeah, but this is a really nice one. And this is another one of those drinks where you can have it after you eat, and it's just a nice, like, dessert kind of thing.
What brand is yours?
DiSorano.
Is that the one that comes in the circular bottle with the ripples?
No, it's a square bottle with a big cap on it.
Oh, no, I think that's the same one.
Did it?
Yeah, I have that, too. I have a couple of them. I'm not a big fan
of this is so good.
Really?
Oh, it's really nice.
God, it's so good.
I'm not really a big fan. What do you chill it? Is that how you have to have it? Do you have to chill it?
No.
I've never chilled it.
In fact, I don't think I'd like it chilled. I think I like it room temperature.
I like it. Mine is pseudo chilled. It's not frozen anymore, but it's definitely cool. It's so good. I would like to pour this over some, Ben and Jerry's World's Best Vanilla. It would be so good over just plain vanilla ice cream. It would be so good. God. Shit, that shit's good. All right.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big thumbs up for me, too. That's just nice stuff.
All right, on. All right.
So all right. While we're doing the nut theme, why don't we do Frangelico?
All right.
All right, sure. You and Shom.
Frangelico. Oh my god, I'm not a big fan. You know what I like about the bottle? It looks like the Aunt Jemima bottle.
It does.
Why is that?
I have no idea.
I mean, is it just it kind of? If you look at it,
it comes
close,
with a belt too.
He's a white belt. Yeah. Well, it's kind of an.
It's like a piece of rope that they tie around the middle of it to. I don't know why exactly. Oh, you know what?
The same reason they do.
It's supposed to look like a monk.
Oh. Oh, and that's why the whole label's like a white like skirt. Not that monks wear skirts.
The front of it has, according to the legend, Frangelico lived 3 centuries ago in a hilly area bound by the Red. Whatever. That's too much reading.
And it's all in scripture.
It is.
Oh my god, that's cool looking. I give him a thumbs up for the bottle. Holy shit! And this is an Italy bottle, Italian deal. What is it? We got 24% alcohol.
It's been around since 1891, apparently. But
mine's not that old. Flavored.
Yeah, mine's not quite that old either. It's a clear liquid with a bit of an amber kind of hint, and I just poured way too much. This is going to be bad.
I'm not pouring. I'm drinking straight out of the bottle.
Interestingly, it's got a bit of an oily kind of look to it.
Well, it smells like peanut butter, for one. It
smells like hazelnut. It doesn't smell like peanut butter. Well, all right, a little bit of peanut butter.
It smells like somebody took a peanut butter sandwich and smashed it in my face.
All right, here it goes.
Oh. Oh. Oh, my God. Wow. I think I just threw up in my eyeballs.
All right. I don't know if I can recommend doing that one straight. It's okay when you mix it in, like, in the Irishman or something, but wow, that's strong.
My eyes are burning.
That was freaking hilarious. I think I just threw up in my eyeballs.
They're watering.
Pretty much what you want to do is if you take a bunch of hazelnuts and crush them up real good and then just jam them up your nose as hard as you can.
And then kick yourself in the nuts. Because, I'm God.
Wow.
This is my eyes, dude.
And the bottle seemed so friendly, didn't it?
Yeah, it's like
it looked warm, like drink,
like a monk.
Have a good time.
Well, do you never notice? It's like a Shaolin monk. You know, you think they're farmers, and they come out and they fucking karate your ass. Oh.
That's a bit much for me by itself.
24%, and you know what? It's not the alcohol. To be honest, I don't even know if I tasted alcohol. What I tasted was
I can't taste alcohol.
It was like nut in my face. That's not good.
Which I'm sure you're used to.
Reset that.
For the love of God.
You just said nut in your face. Jeez.
Either you need to tone that shit down, or every time you say something like that, you need to do an English accent. I'm not gay.
No, dude.
So in coffee or something, I think that might be all right if you use
very
one
little
part per million.
Dude, that is so strong. It doesn't look like it's going to be that dangerous, but it is strong. It was, like, very nutty. Almond, chocolate, not chocolate, peanut butter. It was weird. My God, that's an experience that I don't want to repeat. I got to give this bottle away to somebody after I've just drank out of it.
Got a 375 of that, too. Great. I need a good...
What is yours?
375.
375? Why'd you go so small? Mine's 750.
I'm going to go back to the Amaretto for a while, I think.
Yeah.
No, I got a ways to go here.
Hold on, I got another one I'm going to pang down here. I'm going to go with the Averna Limonini di Sicilia. We actually
is
have
like a limoncello or something?
Lemon. Well, limoncello, yeah, it's a lemon drink, but you know limoncello is like a sweet, sugary lemon-type flavoring? This is actually lemons.
Fuck you up.
Yeah, this is lemons. This is distilled lemons. That's their base ingredient. It smells like you
Does lemon have hard. Like any sugar to distill?
I don't know. Let's see. I don't. Why? What do you mean? The citrus?
Well, I guess considering it's a fruit, I guess
it's
it might
have
some sugars. But I, you would
okay.
have to.
Okay. They actually put their ingredients on here.
Son of shit.
It's
It's 27%. So okay.
The first thing
could be distilled lemon.
Yeah. The first thing. Okay. So it says the very best. Citrus from the island of Sicily, blended with intense orange blossom, produces a flavor fresh in sweetness and comparable in taste. Basically, it's a lemon liqueur. It's supposed to be chilled, I guess. The first ingredient is alcohol, the second one's sugar, the third one's lemon infused, and natural aromas. Now, it tastes, or it smells like lemon. Like, if you were to squeeze a lemon in a lemon press, this is exactly what it's going to smell like. Which is, it's very warm. It's not, it doesn't smell like alcohol or like a sweet schnapps drink. Ooh. And it's very strong lemon tasting. Not, it doesn't have bite though. Like it doesn't, if you suck on a lemon, you know, you get that sour. There is no sour. It's just got it's kind of like a sugar lemon, but not a sickly sugar lemon. So that's nice. And you can actually swish it around in your mouth without wanting to throw up. No, I don't know if I would.
Always a plus.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out what to mix it with. I was talking to their distributor because they saw my review because I had said that I kind of was urging a lemon pie or a lemon meringue pie. We were discussing it, and we've decided that lemon meringue pie and this wouldn't go well together because it's just too much lemon. And I haven't figured out what you can complement this with.
Is it just like an after dinner?
Yes, it's an after dinner.
Like a palate cleanser, kind of.
Oh yeah, totally. If this is something you take, you pour over ice, and you have it after probably an Italian meal, I would guess, since it's from Italy. And it's what did I say? 27? Would you say it was 27%? Yeah, 27% alcohol. So it's fairly up there in the alcohol range. But the other thing is, it's brand new. It's not a product that's really out there yet. We did have somebody write in to me specifically asking where to buy it in Massachusetts because they're in Massachusetts. And I asked the distributor, and they don't even know yet. They're still trying to find out where you can buy it.
Man, look at how cutting edge you are. Jeez.
I know. And they sent it to me, and it was nice and chilled because it's fucking cold out, and it came in a box, and it sat in my yard all day. It was the first thing I did is I opened it up and took a sip. It was awesome. So I highly suggest it if you can find a place to buy it. And it's on our website, everydaydrinkers.com. I did a review out there.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
You got something for me?
Yeah, I think I can find something. Let's see. We'll can go either the coffee direction or maybe something fruity or creams.
How many coffees do you have left here?
Two.
I might as well crank through the coffee then. Oh, look, right. He's highlighting the shit.
What's that?
Are you highlighting it?
Highlighting it? What do you mean?
It's bold.
Oh, I am. Oh. That's me.
Okay.
I was highlighting the stuff that, you know, we were saying, oh, this is good.
Okay. So let's do the generic one first. Let's do Kahlua.
Kahlua, woo! Is it now? There's two Kahluas. Do you have the Kahlua, what is it called? Private? Not private stock. The upper class stuff?
Nope, I've got the generic stuff that you put in bitch drinks worldwide.
Oh, ghetto. Okay. I have the other stuff. Exactly. The especial.
Oh, well, aren't you highbrow?
Oh, I am totally highbrow.
So I think everybody knows Kahlua, right? I mean, it's your standard coffee liqueur that you put into White Russians and...
Yeah, man, you make Caucasians out of them.
You make what?
That's right.
Caucasians.
Okay. I thought I was Caucasian.
White Russian? Oh. Get it?
Yeah. Funny man. Why is a White Russian
come on,
got
it's a,
black
it's a
coffee?
Big Lebowski reference.
All right, turn his mic off.
What?
Just kidding.
Are you saying you don't like The Big Lebowski?
I'm just giving you shit. Yes, I like the movie.
I only saw it once.
Angry drunk.
I'm not an angry drunk.
All right, so...
I hate you guys.
I didn't... Hey, I haven't said anything. I'm just sitting here trying to figure out what I'm drinking next. Damn
All right,
you.
It's another brown liqueur, right? And I think everybody knows what it tastes like. It tastes like coffee, kind of.
Coffee with awesome?
Coffee with lots and lots of sugar. It's really sweet, like sickeningly sweet for me.
Well, it should be.
Not too shabby.
It's really...
So I'm interested in comparing this to the Starbucks stuff.
Oh, I get that.
Which is next.
Well, you know, I don't know if anybody who ever drank or asked for Kahlua straight, so...
No, I mean, it's pretty much always going to be a mixed drink, usually with some kind of milk base.
Right. Too, because you know, milk and liquor go awesome together.
Yeah, just magic in your stomach. Right. All right, so let's do the Starbucks one, and this All is right. one that I've used for like,
oh my god,
espresso martinis, and
dude, this
it
is
smells cool. like espresso.
It smells
it's nice.
Like, I guess, it smells like bad. I'm not a. It smells like burnt coffee beans.
Yeah, well, that's Starbucks for you, right?
I guess, yeah, I guess that's...
I mean, if you drink at Starbucks, you're used to over-roasted coffee beans, so...
That's true.
They kind of follow the theme, I guess. This is a lot darker than the Kahlua is. It does smell a lot stronger. It doesn't smell nearly as sweet. So let's give it a shot.
You know, it tastes like coffee beans. To be honest, it tastes just like coffee beans.
It does. You know what it reminds me of? Ever have
coffee beans?
Those chocolate-covered espresso beans?
I'm not a big fan, but yes, I've had them.
Tastes similar to me.
Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of eating coffee beans.
This stuff by itself, not so great. But if you mix this with some vodka, like vanilla vodka, and some heavy cream on top, really nice.
Because right now I'm thinking my tongue just curled up and died.
Again, one of those things I don't think you'd want to do straight.
It's,
you know?
Yeah, it is. There's no, I don't taste any alcohol in here at all, and I'm gonna guess it's made here. 20% alcohol.
It definitely is.
And, you know, the thing is, with these type of drinks, I don't think I'd buy a big one because it's Starbucks. I'm not a... I mean, this is too mainstream for me. I like traditional...
There aren't a lot of coffee liqueurs out there, though, strangely enough.
Yeah, I mean, this is not the coffee... If I had to pick a coffee liqueur, I wouldn't pick a Starbucks unless I was, I guess, a huge Starbucks drinker. Like, I drink a lot of Starbucks, but I don't have to like it. Like because it's usually got a lot of, I usually use milk or cream. I don't get like a espresso.
Mm-hmm.
So this is for people who drink espresso. I guess you could do this straight. I don't think anybody's that stupid, to be honest. But still, it's good for what it's meant for, I think. You wouldn't drink it straight, would you, Dave?
No, hell no.
Again? No. I mean, it's not one like the other ones where you're like, let me have another sip.
Yeah, it doesn't even, like, oh, man, I'm starting to lose my brains here. Amaretto or Grand Marnier have this kind of rich, nice, warm quality to them that I could totally drink by themselves after a meal, but this just doesn't have that.
No, this has like you're being strangled.
Like I said, this mixed with other stuff is actually pretty tasty.
Yeah, because by itself, it is almost like a gang rape. I
just... Can't really speak from experience there either. Sorry.
Oh my god.
It's not very good. It's just. Oh.
This coming from the guy who just said, like, what was that other shit? Papaya or something?
Hey, the papaya wasn't so bad. No, you know what? I would take this Starbucks over Frangelico any day of the week.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if that's really saying much for it, but you want me to try this B&B?
Sure.
I don't even know what I just picked it up because it said B&B and it has the word liqueur on it. I have no idea what this is. Has anybody ever had B&B?
B&B, yeah. Fucking,
it's cognac.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cognac?
Apparently.
I was going to say brandy.
Same thing, right? Just depending on what region you're in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
But how is that a liqueur then?
I don't know. It's just B&B liqueur. I guess the other one, like the other, like Southern Comfort, right?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, wow, it does smell like brandy. Ooh, ah. Oh, my God. It is like, you ever have brandy that doesn't taste good? Ooh. Oh, wow. It's kind of, I can't even tell the color because I drank it out of this. It looks like it's like a piss. No, it's the same color as brandy. It's brown, like a cognac. But, it's maybe...
Is it sweet?
Almost soury sweet, but not that sweet. More sour, more like brandy. If you drink brandy straight, but without as much alcohol, like it doesn't give you the burning sensation. It gives you it did make my face kind of crumple up and you know, it doesn't taste good. I'm trying to think of something good to say. But maybe you guys might like it if you really like cheap cognac. Maybe.
Cognac, oh yeah, hook liqueur. Me up with the cheap cognac. Nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a. I won't drink this again, but I might give it to my worst enemy.
Nice.
Oh, you okay over there, Doug? Am I boring you with my review?
No, I'm sorry. It's like my head is already pounding.
Oh, good. Then maybe we. Yeah. How many do you have left, Doug? Or should we do have Dave do another one?
The only thing I have left is Jägermeister.
Do it. Just get it over with. Then you can go back to drinking your
Jägermeister.
Beer.
Jägermeister.
And then for everything we try, you have to do more Jägermeister, you see.
Yeah. He would.
All right, fine.
I've got Jäger. I'll do some Jäger.
I am okay with that.
Oh, my God.
Note to our audience that we do this on a Sunday night, which is always great for productive Monday mornings.
God damn it. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be doing Jäger. I can't open it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
That's the problem with liqueurs in general. There's so much sugar in them, and they're so sticky that if you don't clean the neck of the bottle, the caps get jammed on.
Jesus Christ, come on. Oh, there we go.
Log jamming.
Oh my god, my hand is fucking pounding. All right.
So in the event you are listening to this and you have never had Jägermeister, think of...
Deer blood.
NyQuil.
Yep.
Wait, Green Death or Red Death?
You're not selling this.
Green Death.
Like this
Green
red?
Death NyQuil. That is what Jägermeister tastes like, but in a good way.
Really?
Yeah, I'm totally.
It's like
doing
herpes, but
right
in
now.
A good way. That doesn't really make much sense, you know.
It's not like herpes. Don't listen to Dave. Jägermeister is good stuff.
Oh, I like Jägermeister. I just was trying to figure out how
it doesn't really
it
have a scent.
NyQuil.
What's this? Oh. Wow, he's just putting that thing down. It doesn't really have a scent, though, Doug.
No, but it fucking tastes great. God, I love Jägermeister. When we get, wow. I say we, in the event I go out with friends and it's one of those nights where Jägermeister seems like a good idea.
Oh, like your bachelor party.
We don't order Jäger shots. We order Little Bros.
What is a Little Bro?
A shot of Jägermeister.
Oh. Well, what's the difference between that and a shot of Jägermeister?
It's all in how you order it.
People know what you mean?
No, but some places do. Some places don't.
See, you when you had it, it was a Jäger.
So you're trying to establish a baseline for cool, even though no one has any idea what you're talking about.
Right. I'm nice. Cool.
Yeah, it's not my fault. I have to educate.
These people who do this for a living and hundreds of people.
Little did we know you were
the
epicenter of all of these new things.
No, just Little Bros.
So what? It does taste kind of like NyQuil. Yeah. I don't know. Does it? I guess you've got a skewed perspective. I would say it probably tastes better prior to drinking a lot of different flavored shots because
actually let's make sure we're clear on this point. Shots are never a good idea early on in the night. Shots only become a good idea. When
you
it's a bad idea. Oh, I've had 4 beers. Let's do shots.
Woo! Car bombs all
nothing
around.
Nothing ever good came after that, right?
Yeah, no. Exactly. You know, it's. Well, I mean, it depends on what you consider good. You know, like a great night of debauchery, you know, followed by a hangover and, you know, the want and need of home fries and ketchup.
Okay. I see where you're going.
AKA the Denny's effect.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Totally, I mean, what it is. Did I tell you guys about how my brother got arrested and put in the drunk tank the other couple weeks ago?
Was Jaeger involved?
I don't
was
really
it
know.
Was it the semester?
Huh? Yeah.
Was it the semester?
It's since you've seen him.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, see what he did. My brother's got this problem. He, besides drinking, he doesn't get the concept of when you're drinking to stay home. Like, he's not stupid enough to actually drink and drive, but he has a problem with walking and driving, walking in home all the time. So the first time he was arrested, he was walking in a back street in the middle of Vermont. On some dirt road, and a cop happened to go by. Now, my brother doesn't hide drunk too well. Some people can hide drunk well, not my brother. So they immediately pulled him over and put him in the drunk tank. And then he never went to court because it was in a different state, and he just can't ever go to Vermont again. And so then he did it again. It was on college campus, and they put him in the drunk tank on his birthday because, you know, that's what you do. It was on his 21st birthday, actually. So he wasn't actually 21 yet. That was the problem.
He was like 20 till.
Yeah, he was 20 in the drunk tank. He was 21 when he got into the drunk tank. So this latest time, apparently, he's walking down the road after it was 4 in the morning. Now, when it's 4 in the morning and I can barely stand up, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to lay on my friend's couch and I'm going to pass out. For some reason, he thinks it's a good idea to just go home. So he got up and he left. Of course, the cop said, you know, he pulled him over because he couldn't even stand and put him in the car, brought him in, booked him, did all that stuff. And then he calls my stepmother and is like, I've got your son. You know, oh, it was a collect call, of course. So she knew nothing good was coming out of this from this city. And she's like,
you have a collect call from
Jake Schulmer.
Dade County.
You have
jail.
A call from, oh my God, get me out of here.
No, he wasn't awake. So the cop called and said, yeah, I've got your son. he was walking home, and this is the second time that I've arrested him for this, because he was the first cop that did it the first time. And he's like, he couldn't really walk. He was having a hard time standing up, and he was walking home. So for safety, I guess, whatever they call it, they pick him up, and they put him in a drunk tank. And apparently, later on, I found out he was angry because he was in there with a heroin addict. Like, duh, stay out of jail. And they're like, you know, we're going to let him sober up, and he'll have a trial that night. At about a couple hours later.
A trial for what?
Whatever you do, the initial booking thing, I don't know. Whatever.
That's a bunch of shit.
So, well, he wasn't sober for that, so he didn't go. So, a couple hours later, they call back to my stepmother, and he's like, he's being very unproductive. Basically, he won't tell the cop what they need to know. And my stepmother's like, that's not Jake. Well, what did he do that for? That's not how he acts. And he's like, well, we asked him what his social security number is, and he refuses to tell us. My brother doesn't know his social security number. This isn't something he's ever needed. He doesn't remember that stuff. So, of course, she's like, well...
Hey, can I interrupt for a second? Did you have a lot of lead paint in your house growing up?
No, we live in a log cabin. Okay. And so... She's like, well, actually, he doesn't know his social security number, so I can give you that. And then she's like, well, he's going to have to stand up, you know, in front of the judge or whatever, if he's awake. And he's like, and he won't wake up. She's like, well, he was drinking to 4, it's 8 in the morning, and you're bugging him for all this information. The guy's hungover. So, of course, after the fact, when I'm hearing this story, I'm like, he's an idiot. You know, I'm telling her, I'm like, well, listen, you know what his problem is? She's like, yeah, I talked to him. I'm like, Jake, why do you do this? And he said, well, I can't stop. She's like, well, then you have a problem. Why do you drink until you can't stand? I can't stop. That's not a real good answer to give to your mother, realistically. But that's what he did. And I'm like, you know what? Jake just needs to learn how to drink. He's just not doing it right. And she goes like, you sound just like your father. I'm like, yeah, that's about right. I mean, the guy, why do you walk home?
He's learned how to drink.
First off, he can't hold his liquor because he shouldn't be getting drunk that bad. Secondly, why don't you just pass out like everybody else? I mean, go to YouTube and look for drunk videos. Everybody's passed out when they get flung across the room.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just nomadic, apparently.
Yeah, it's
he
like...
He just doesn't want a dick drawn on his face.
That's probably true. You know, when you wake up and your testicles are glued to the carpet, bad night, yeah. Maybe that's what it is. I've never actually thought of that. I'll have to ask him. So why do you walk home? I don't want a dick drawn on my forehead.
That would be my response.
Seriously never thought of that. That's a good answer. I'll have to remember that one.
I'm going to use that next time I need an excuse for something at work. Why did you do this project? I didn't want a dick drawn on my forehead.
In the meantime, I decided to take a shot of Aftershock.
Always a good choice.
I gotta tell you, this stuff is not really that good. It's a cinnamon schnapps, and I like Goldschlager, and I like Firewater. This is right in between, and it's it is hot and cold. It starts out with cinnamon, but then it goes into like this cold, like when you breathe in, you know, you get that cold in your throat, like that cold feeling. It's very sweet, and it doesn't have enough cinnamon for me. So I'm going to say middle of the line for Aftershock. Only buy if you like crystals in the bottom of your glasses. I think that's a fair assumption.
Does that include if you don't wash them? Or?
No, that's a different type of crystal. That's flavor crystal. You want to do
hopefully one? Hopefully this doesn't turn into crystals before hitting your kidneys, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. It's going right into my veins as crystals. Nice. You want to do a you want to kick one out there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to do a Chambord to mix things up.
Chambord.
Oh, I like Chambord.
Chambord's got the coolest bottle, man. It looks like one of those air fresheners that your favorite cab driver has.
Oh yeah,
that probably doesn't make any sense to anyone.
It looks like a king or queen.
Or. Okay.
All right, so this is raspberry, as I think everybody knows.
I didn't know that.
It smells really sweet. It's made from raspberries. It's got a really nice fruity flavor or smell to it. It's really nice, though. It tastes like a raspberry. This isn't something I normally drink by itself, but I learned a really cool trick recently. You ever get raspberries from the store and they're a little bit tart?
Yep.
Yeah, because they've been there.
So put them in a glass and then cover them up with Chambord and let them sit in the fridge for a day or two. Ooh. They soak up a lot of the alcohol. And if you serve that with like some chocolate cake or a little bit of ice cream, it's really yummy.
Really?
Nice.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's very good.
So how many, like a whole carton of them?
Or just a handful, whatever.
Well,
it gets very rich when you do this, so it's not like you're going to eat a big handful of them. But it's kind of a nice compliment to a dessert.
That's cool. I got to get some of that. What else do you mix it in, though? I mean, a raspberry doesn't really complement many of the drinks I've had, unless it's a raspberry drink.
I've had it with citrusy kind of stuff, which is pretty good, and I've also had it with champagne, which is really nice.
Well, that I can see. Oh, yeah,
champagne is phenomenal.
It's got to get something to take off the bite of the champagne.
So, yeah, it's a very luxurious liqueur, I guess I'll put it that way. It's really nice.
Da-da! All right, let me...
I'm down to the last grouping, finally.
All right, I'm going to kick out this Mad Melon from DeCooper. This is a watermelon schnapps, and this is left over from my state college days. So
I was going to say, that just screams drunk chick, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you know when... Here's the problem. I was experimenting with different flavored drinks in college, only in my dorm room. I don't go out and drink the stuff because that's just homosexual. So my goal was to see how it would work if I put it into a tonic water, like tonic in Mad Melon. Not really good. It tastes like fucking A. It's sticky. I might not be drinking this because it's like fucking concrete. And you know there's a problem when you're looking at the cap. And it don't belong. One of these things is doing its own thing. This is not the cap for this bottle. This looks like a polar seltzer cap. I think this is from the tonic water when I had it in college. I have the urge to try and take off the cap with my teeth. I'm not going to be drinking. This is not opening. That sucks.
That's awesome.
No.
You got to wonder how the aging process works for watermelon schnapps anyways.
Well, you know what? The thing is, it's not as sweet as it should be. Maybe I just didn't do it right. But it was really, when I had it last in college, when you put it in tonic water, it just tasted like watered-down watermelon. And I really just wanted something that was sweet, like watermelon. So maybe it was supposed to be drank straight?
How about you do the trick where you dump a bunch of vodka into a watermelon?
That probably would taste better than this. This doesn't really... it looks like a polar seltzer top. I don't know what I did with it. And you know how they have, like, when you crack it, they have the plastic ring on the bottom of the container or on the bottom of the screw? You can see where the plastic ring broke off from, the seal. It's gray or it's silver and the cap is white.
You might want to throw that out.
Yeah, man.
And the cap
is
small.
Do not touch that. But you... Have you ever read the short story Gray Matter by Stephen King?
I don't read. I just don't read Stephen King.
I'm just thinking that, all right, some things age gracefully, like wines and that kind of thing, but an opened bottle of watermelon schnapps?
What's wrong with that?
Probably not.
It's not going to age gracefully.
What do you mean? It's only, let's see, I haven't been out of college that long. Let me see.
10 years?
9 years. That's kind of long for that. Well, I didn't buy it when I graduated either. I bought it when I was of legal age, so that was like 10, 11. It's way too long. It's like 12 years. Well, the creme de menthe can't be that old because it's not even really used. I'll drink the creme de menthe instead because I like this stuff. Natural mint flavor from DeCooper. DeCooper, whatever. 30%
alcohol. Those Dutch guys.
Oh, this stuff is so awesome. You guys like creme de menthe?
Man. Yeah, I don't know about straight, though.
Oh, dude, I can drink this straight. I could bathe in this. This stuff is just fucking awesome. It tastes, peppermint. Not peppermint, mint. There's a difference. It doesn't have that cold aftertaste. It tastes, what is it? I guess it just tastes like mint.
It's spearmint.
Yeah, spearmint. That's the shit.
You on that.
Don't spearmint. That's the shit.
There's not a lot of
spearmint. That's the shit.
Do you guys know a lot of spearmint?
I was wondering what the shit was, and that's spearmint.
Do you know a lot of spearmint schnapps or liquor? I don't know.
Dude, I'm lucky I know Wrigley's.
Okay, so you're not the one to ask. No, it's a very mild, it's kind of sweet, but it's a minty taste. And if you want to make a brain, awesome, throw some Baileys in there, just cover it on the top, spank it down with your finger, boom, take a shot of that. Did that 10 times in a row once. It was awesome. Although, I have to tell you, the problem with creme de menthe and Baileys probably together is you after you do like 5 shots, you don't even notice. You feel perfectly fine. And then you do another 5 and you're like, fuck, I could do 10 more. And it takes about 20 minutes and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God. And it starts to hit you kind of slow. I mean, it builds up because you 10 shots, you know, that's a lot. And then it you can't stop. So you're like, oh, I got to drink some water. I got to do something to sober up. I'll have some coffee. I'll go grab a sub. And it gets worse and worse until you either throw up or you just sit in your bed with bedspin going, please, God, make it stop.
That's actually the problem with shots in general is that people will, I don't know if they expect it to just instantly hit them or what, and they wind up getting out of control because they just keep pounding down shots quickly.
Yes.
It's just not going to be good.
See, I knew that, but it was already past the choice of decision making because that was before, you know, that was after we got back from the bar. So there was no real smarts going on there, but it was a bad night. I didn't boot. I kept it in, but man, it was like I had to concentrate real hard and I had to look straight up at the ceiling. If I closed my eyes or moved my head, it was like a fucking tornado just blowing through the room. It was one of the worst experiences ever because it's like there's no way to explain it except for don't ever do that, kids. You want to do one, Dave?
Yeah, I was thinking I could maybe knock out the cream ones here.
Nothing like just taking a bunch of shots of the creams.
Yeah, especially at the end. Let's see. So first one is Starbucks cream liqueur, which is what they make as a partner for their coffee one.
What, you're supposed to mix them?
No, it's for when you're making a espresso martini or something like that.
Oh, okay. That's acceptable.
This is the cream component of it. It looks like every other like Irish cream kind of thing I've seen before, but oh, it's sweet.
Does it make you happy inside, though?
No, not so much. It tastes a little bit like Bailey's, but it's not nearly as classy.
But at Starbucks, it's supposed to be classy.
Yeah, it's not. And the aftertaste just keeps coming.
Oh, you got one of those?
Yeah, that was not good. And it's not rinsing out of the shot glass either, which is not a good sign.
Just get some of that solvent you got over there.
All right, so moving on. I've got two flavors of Baileys. I've got the standard one that everybody's had.
Oh, I've had these.
Incidentally, keep this refrigerated, people. It tastes much better.
See, I don't do that because I didn't know to do that because I'm an idiot. Dude, you have the best one of the two, the caramel. My God.
Oh, it's yeah, that's next.
All
right, so Baileys is something I normally drink by itself. It's just really nice on the rocks, and it's got a nice sweet flavor. And oh yeah, that's so much better than the Starbucks stuff.
More.
Yummy. But the next one is even better. Baileys came out with some flavors recently. They have a mint one, which is okay. But the caramel one is just fantastic. Yeah, that's a full shot. Whoops.
But that's okay. It's only 17%.
That's right, yes. But on top of all the other stuff that I've had, that's just not good.
For your belly.
Huh?
Yeah, the caramel is so nice. It's such a rich flavor. Mm.
Have you ever had the caramel one, Doug?
No.
Why not? Because you didn't even know it existed, did you?
No.
See, I went to I didn't know it existed either until I went to Legal Seafood, and I don't eat seafood.
Oh.
Legal seafood. Yeah, I don't eat seafood. But it was a meeting for work with some sales guys, and we went there with a couple of guys from UK, two people from one person from Japan, Malaysia, and a couple other folks from SoCal. And the waitress was like, obviously we were ringing up a freaking huge bill, and we had like Merlots and wines and drinks. So she's like, hey, you want anything for an after dinner drink? So I'm like, yeah, I'll have like a coffee with something in it, like Baileys. She's like, well, did you want to try the Baileys flight? I'm like, sure, whatever. Whatever a Baileys flight is. I didn't know that was like the Tour de Baileys. It's like you get a card and you get the pictures, and then you had to put the shot glasses down, and they put them on down in the picture so you could see the description of them all. So it was a list of all the Baileys. There was like four of them there. So I had the caramel, bad thing right before you leave a restaurant, by the way. But I had a caramel, the normal one, and then there was a chocolate, like a Godiva Baileys, and some other Baileys. I gave a couple away. I only had the caramel one because I...
Probably the mint one.
Yeah, there was a mint one. And so I gave most of them. I think I might have had three. I don't know. It was too many anyway, and they were full shots. But the caramel one I found the best out of all of them.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I can't say enough good things about it.
It complements the Baileys flavor really well.
Mm-hmm. All right, and I got one more, but I'll save it till after you.
All right, I have one left. One thing. You have... One thing
I have
left?
One thing left. Sweet. As well. So.
So I'm going with my...
Thank God.
The one I've been drinking the main before we started was the Firewater Hut Cinnamon Schnapps 50% alcohol, 100 proof. Light this shit on fire if you want, people. All right.
Woohoo! Fire!
Burn! This one I just let roam around in my mouth. You just kind of let it mellow in your mouth and get the nice... absorb all that cinnamony tastes. It tastes like, you know, a fireball. You put it in your mouth and it tastes like candy, and then you and then after like 2 minutes it starts to get really, really hot. It's at that level.
She said.
Mike.
Yeah, how do you eat that?
it has that hot taste to it. Burning, like, it tastes like burning, really. Cinnamon flavored, 100 proof.
It tastes like burning.
I think this is the best. If you like Goldschlager, but you want something that's actually over the top, this is the shit. This is like 50% hotter than the Goldschlager. Goldschlager tastes like water compared to this. And if you drink a lot of it, you'll get wasted because it's...
And if you scroll back to Doug's glowing review of the Goldschlager...
Hey... Goldschlager's. See, here's the thing. Goldschlager, I would drink on ice not a shot glass, but you know the bigger shot glasses that are obviously not shot glasses because they'll kill you type shot glass. You know, they're just a thicker one, but not a full glass of wine. Something like that. Pour ice in there. I'll drink Goldschlager that way because I can have two or three of them during like a poker game or whatever. You can't do that with this. This is like, if you do that, you'll pass out or die.
I totally lost your description. What?
Basically, because the alcohol content, you don't want to...
No, start with the glass.
The glass. It's hard to explain, but like a jumbo shot glass. Maybe like a 5-ounce shot glass, like taller.
Like a port glass?
But they're shot glasses. They're usually the ones you go, like I have them where you go out, it's...
Who the fuck does a 5-ounce shot? What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
It's not, well, it's one of those ones that you get at a gift store that are like, they're all pretty looking and they're, you know, they're not, it's a shot glass, but it's more ornamental. You've never seen these? Do I have to get a screenshot? Jesus.
I was about to say, I think you're going to have to...
I have one that, it's not the...
I think you're going to have to post... description.
The one I have here is 2 ounces or maybe 3 ounces. It's from Disney MGM Studios. I think the other one I have, I thought it was the Aerosmith roller coaster, but this is the Aerosmith roller coaster. It must have been a different roller coaster, but they're all roller coaster ones. And then there's ones that are like 5 times as large as a normal shot glass, and they say, you know, fill to this high if you want to forget your day at work. Fill this high if you want to forget your week. Fill this high if you want to forget your wife. You ever see those ones?
No, but that sounds... entertaining.
Yeah, they're just joke glasses. Well, I fill those things with ice and Goldschlager, and it's a good time. Okay. I'm sorry, I don't feel I need to defend myself.
Well, I mean, have you forgotten your wife?
No.
Okay, so it lies.
No, because I don't put a really strong drink in
it. So she listens to this, is what you're saying?
No, I don't think she listens to this. She's not a big drinker.
All right.
But I think that I'm tapped out over here.
All right, I got one more.
Bring it on.
And this is Talea, Talea, Amaretto Cream.
So it's Amaretto.
It is Amaretto, but it's cream. How can you go wrong with that? So,
well, if it's curdled,
see how it goes.
Put some lime in there.
Well, it smells like Di Serrano.
I like Di Serrano.
Mm-hmm. that it tastes like De Serrano and milk. That's not bad.
Really?
I'm going to go back to the De Serrano, though, and do a comparison.
He just wants to drink more of that.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's so freaking tasty.
Oh, that's almost just spilled that.
That's him cleaning.
Actually, yeah. The wife just came up and was like, hey, it's kind of late. I'm going to bed. And I was like, yeah, but you need to taste this one. And it was the De Serrano. And she was like, wow, that is good. And I was like, yeah. Tastes like
all right.
Awesome.
Marciano cherry. She was like, oh, Marciano. And I was like, yeah, that.
So the difference between the cream and the straight amaretto is that the straight one has much more flavor. I don't know. It's so much better.
So you don't like the cream one, or you do? You just
no, the cream is okay. It's just it's very mellow comparatively. It doesn't have the same kind of punch flavor wise that the De Serrano has.
It might go in coffee though.
Yeah, it probably would. But so with the real stuff, you know.
Yeah, but you get the cream. You don't need cream. You don't have to add cream.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like when I put Bailey's in there, I don't bother putting cream. I just use Bailey's instead.
That's a very good point, actually. Yeah, I think that would work out really well. It's not bad. I don't know if it stands out enough to warrant getting it over the other one or whatever, but
I would do it.
Man, we've drunk a lot of liqueurs tonight.
Yep, I'm having a hard time seeing straight.
Yeah, a ridiculous amount of liqueurs tonight.
We should probably not do this ever again.
Well, we don't have to.
Highly suggest nobody doing what we do, what we did tonight.
It's Tour de Liqueur.
What we did tonight.
Tour de Liqueur.
I have bad tummy magic in my future, I think.
Yeah, but you're going to piss rainbows. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I think I've had 6 variations of cinnamon schnapps, so I'm going to have a fiery bunghole.
You got to top that off with a curry, maybe.
Ooh, yeah. No. I saw that picture you sent.
Ooh, vindaloo.
I will say this is the first podcast that we did that I had a headache before we ended.
Yeah, realistically, you shouldn't do a bunch of sampling of all this stuff. This is purely for this we all are suffering. But the thing about liqueurs is that it's such a wide variety of flavors and types that it's really difficult to... I mean, we've only touched the surface. There's a ton of them out there.
We probably got like 20% of the category. We didn't cover all the categories. Pretty much we covered chocolate, nuts, fruit, and cream. And then
and liquors. Ooh.
Yeah, your whiskey type stuff too. But yep. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff, and I think we gave it our all. We didn't do so bad.
No, not more, we'd be looking at a stomach pump. So yeah, I think we did about what we could.
Yep.
But I think what would be interesting is, you know, maybe depending on the kind of feedback we get, we could dive deeper into one or a couple of these.
Like Amaretto or Sambuca or
and figure out some drinks to mix them with, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we could do an orange liqueur mix or something too.
Yeah. Like the Grand Marnier.
Yeah. What can you mix with Grand Marnier?
That might be a nice nightcap now that you mention it.
Yeah. Liquor, yeah. The Grand Marnier is actually it's exceptional. In the event you are into doing shots, I highly suggest the Jägermeister. In the event you are a Southern rocker and you just want to die young, I suggest the Southern Comfort.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Remember, kids, drive fast, stay left, and take chances.
And if you like to get a sick stomach, don't mind Canada or any type of cold tasting drink. You can always go with a Rumpelmintz or a cold schnapps.
If it says cream in it somewhere, don't drink a lot of it. You'll regret it.
And don't forget the Drambuie.
The other problem is the cream. If you look, the calorie count's quite high. So if you're on a diet or you're thinking about it, probably not the best thing to choose.
Actually, in the event you're watching your waistline, I would highly suggest not drinking.
Okay.
Period.
I see where you're going with that. You're just trying to be a wise ass. That makes more sense, but still, I was trying to just help people look out for their calorie counts.
But remember, it all makes everyone around you look prettier.
Right.
Oh, yes, it does. Hey, man, you look great. Hold on. You're going to look greater. I'm going to have a shot of Jägermeister.
And then in 20 minutes, you're going to be a knockout.
Actually, the one thing that I will say about Jägermeister is it is fun to drink because in the event you can get past the taste, it so makes me hyper.
That's because you mix it with Red Bull, dumbass.
No, it's... I in no way, shape, or form mix Jägermeister with Red Bull. You might have at some time in history ordered me a drink with Jägermeister and Red Bull.
Bullshit! You were ordering and we just ordered you three extra.
I in no way, shape, or form ordered that bullshit.
Well, you did too.
I did not.
You did. You were drunk.
I did not.
Dude. Trust me, I didn't even know what it was. I didn't even know what it was until you ordered it. I was like, what the hell is that? And you're like, oh, Jaeger and Red Bull. Like, duh. I'm like, huh? Okay. And then when you left, we had the waitress get you three more. I don't know.
Right, fine. I have never had one of those since.
Well, that's because we ordered a lot of them. I can't believe you even were standing. Especially since you came back from the bar already with another drink in your hand.
Point is, in the event... I don't even remember what my point was.
See? Then we didn't. Then I did my job right.
I'm so glad I didn't finish all this bullshit.
So you only have nips, right? And you still have some left in each?
Yeah, I have like a half or more left in each.
I would hope so.
I have two shots. A half or more in Goldschlager. I have 3/4 left in the Rumpelmintz. I have a half left in the Disaronno. I have 3/4 left in the Grand Marnier. I have half left in the Jambuie, and I have nothing left in the Jägermeister.
Well, go figure.
It's because it's my favorite. I love the Jägermeister. Actually, there is one liqueur drink, mixed drink, that I want to mention on this podcast, and that is, it's called a Tootsie Roll, and it's creme de cacao.
Okay.
And orange juice. In the event you mix creme de cacao and orange juice, it tastes just like a Tootsie Roll.
That's pretty like, cool. I like Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah. In the event you like Tootsie Rolls, go ahead and get yourself a bottle of creme de cacao, get some orange juice, mix it together, and it tastes just like a fucking Tootsie Roll. No shit.
Not just a Tootsie Roll, a fucking Tootsie Roll.
It tastes just like a fucking Tootsie Roll.
I'll believe you, because if I don't, I think you're going to punch me.
What does that mean?
You're very adamant about this Tootsie Roll. What did you name it yet? Or is it already got a name?
It's called the Tootsie Roll.
What a dumb name. That's like calling the cold. I guess that was done. But still, they don't come in like a fiery, oily furnace or something like that.
I think that's what my belly will be later.
Your wife's going to hate you. It's going to be awesome.
My head hurts.
All right. Anyway. All right. Well, I guess that's it for this week's episode of the Tour de Liqueur. If you want to visit our website, we do try and review some of the liqueurs.
It's like the Cannonball Run of liqueurs.
Yeah. You can hit up everydaydrinkers.com, or you can send us email at podcast@everydaydrinkers.com. And I guess that's it. This is Derek Schomer, for Doug, and for Dave. This is Everyday Drinkers, and you've been buzzed by us.
Good North night. Kakalaki.
Oh my god. Dude.
Oh my god.
Liquor does something bad to you. Like mentally.
My head is so hard.
I don't have any type of spin or anything. It's just bad.
It's just fuzz.
It kind of feels like your intestines are actually screaming at you. Like, I had this I had this fiery chicken once, and it had the same effect. It was just, it's like, oh my god, I can't possibly digest all of this. I'm going to give you, what the hell do you get when you drink too much sugar? It's going to be something you get. Diabetes?
A headache.
Diabetes.
I've got diabetes now. Thanks. Oh well. Diabetes never hurt anybody.
Hey, wow.
Yeah.
My freaking head.
Alright.
This was the worst idea ever. This was the worst podcast idea.
It's just too many flavors.
All time.
You thought of it.
I so did not think of this.
I think I might have, but I'm not going to admit that.
Yeah, I think you did too. I just didn't want to say it because it sounds better when Doug gets all pissed off that I said he did it. Well, we might be able to go through all the old rock. I do
like the whole, like the reaction that people have when they first try something. You can't plan that, you know what I mean?
Nope.
But that's what I was thinking all fucking day long. All day long, I was like, okay, the Kurt podcast. I got the shutters. I was like, this is not going to be good. In no way, shape, or form is this going to be good. Everything that I have is not going to be good. Even though I know on its own, in moderation, it can be pleasant.
It's sort of like,
I don't want to try Drambuie now.
Well, you know how like sometimes you go to those places and they're like, oh, if you can finish this 40-pound steak, you get the steak for free. It's when you make that brief choice. That might be reasonable. Somebody did that when I went to the Super Bowl game the other day. He's like, I did that all-you-can-eat steak thing, or you had to eat like some huge piece of steak. They took a picture of it with their camera phone. It was so big. And he's like, yeah, I really didn't feel good. He's like, after that, I had some ice cream. And I'm like, what? You didn't stop? He's like, nah, I kept going. I had a sundae and some other stuff. I'm like, you're nuts. He's like, oh, man. And that night, though, it was literally sickening. Like, he felt horrible. I'm like, yeah, protein poisoning. Welcome to the show. Like, that's not a good idea. It's the same type of thing. You have to make these stupid decisions to learn from them. And I think we've learned.
Well, the one thing that I think it's useful for is, like, you ever been sitting at a bar and you're kind of, like, eyeballing all the bottles and shit behind the bar and not knowing, like, Drambuie I see all the time. Didn't know what it was. Now I know. Now I don't want it.
It's like Frangelico. It has a nice bottle. It looks like a monk. It can't be that bad. Oh, my God.
Don't put it in your mouth.
Don't put it in your mouth. That's the worst nut you can ever put in your mouth. Second to only penises.
Oh, actually, I do have a good idea for our next podcast.
And?
Scotch.
You're serious?
Ugh. I love scotch. Oh, do you guys not like scotch?
It's like whiskey.
I can't stand it, but...
Okay, no. I will... I will retract this scotch suggestion.
He'll put it in his mouth. But
you know,
it's
one of those things where a lot of people drink it, though, so...
Yeah, no. We will...
It'll make me gag.
Different. That's good. You know, we should probably do something like... accessible, like... a lager.
But that's a beer. You want to do a beer? I don't care.
No. Okay, so, I mean... What other kind of liquors? I can't do whiskey.
I can't either. Whiskey bad. Whiskey like scotch.
Talk about a ukulele?
Dude, we got a lot of space to fill, okay?
Okay.
We got a lot of drinks, dude.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Shut up.
Oh, Jesus. Tell me what I can talk to Dave.
All right, ready? Here I'm going to go. Here goes the introduction. Welcome to is this episode 6?
Yes.
Okay, good. Da da. This is the intermission music.
Hold on. I got it covered. Dave broke his Grand Marnier. He can't drink it tonight. Hopefully he has a corkscrew to take it out.
It only took a minute and the ukulele came out. Jesus.
That's all right. Just played a song for you.
Okay. I'm using the best tool for wine aficionados everywhere, which is a pair of pliers.
How are you going to get a pair of
pliers? Oh, I got it.
What?
Whoa. Yes. Victory shot. Hey, wait. Time out. Hey, Derek.
Yep.
With what you just said.
What did I say?
Yeah, exactly. That's what she said.
What?
Anyway, continue.
This is where my vocal abilities are going to start going south, but
that's all right. Funny.
Take things.
What's all the
clicking? Oh my god, that's sweet.
Yep.